I just want to give you two stories, one of a mother up in Papua New Guinea and one of a little five-year-old boy in Togo. Up in New Guinea, up in the we were up in the Western Highlands, so it's a pleasant climate up there, and the people subsist really on their own produce. They're very poor, but they're fortunately they're able to grow their own fruit and vegetables. They don't, you know, they're not able to go out to work. And so while we were on the compound, I was very happy to have people coming and I'd buy their fruit and vegetables for them. But one day, a lovely little lady whom I got to know because she worked for the missionaries, she came to my door and she actually gave me a letter. Now, to us down here in Australia, to be given a letter isn't anything, but up there, it was a very special gift to me. Because I'll tell you her story and it'll show how just how very, very special that letter was to me. When Maddie was born, her father, Woodsick, actually had turned away from the Lord and had really gone his own way. And they were very poor. Maddie was very intelligent and went through primary school very well. But when it came to high school, they didn't have the means and she wasn't able to go, which she was very sad about. She became a Christian and loved to help the young people in the church that she attended, and was asked to work for the missionaries on the compound where we were, a couple of the missionaries, which she was happy to do, and she got a little money from that, and she actually gradually got that money up to the point where she was able to go to the nursing school on the mission compound where we were. And she progressed very well and was really looking forward to the day when she would become a nurse. She's a lovely little person. Anyway, one day, coming out of the nursing school, she was horrified to find her father there with an older man called Cole, whose life even the villagers despised because of his drunkenness and his lying and stealing and everything else. And to her horror, she had found that he had paid his her father a very good bride's price, and she had to go back to the village as his wife, but really virtually she became his slave. He abused her psychologically and physically. She led a very sad life. A number of children were born to them, and many could rarely go to the church that she used to attend, and even then it was only after she'd done all the gardening, because he himself didn't go to work, he just sat with nothing, and she had to care for the children, she had to do all the work and try and bring in as much money as she could, which wasn't much. Even one day when she went to church, he came in a rage and actually dragged her from the church by her hair. Anyway, it came to the point where even her father suggested to her that they should divorce. But the people in the village were not happy with that, because they knew that Maddie would be sent away. The father was so drunk and not able, he just wouldn't care for the children, and the villagers would have to care for them. And so they actually got them to do a reconciliation process, and in that he had to attend the church that Maddie went to. Well, she rarely went to. But so anyway, the church took her and Cole, her husband, under their wings. They really prayed very earnestly for Cole. And one day, one Sunday morning in 1998, Cole actually heard the message, and he went forward just brokenhearted, and he accepted the Lord as his Saviour. And then he turned around to the people, and which is very uncultural. Well, even we in Australia wouldn't do it, I guess, but definitely not up there. And he confessed to them all how he had abused Maddie, and then he turned to Maddie and asked for her forgiveness. And, you know, his life was totally changed after that. He let her go back to work for some of the missionaries, and he did the gardening himself. And she would come home from work, and there was tea ready for him, for her and the children. So he was a totally changed man. And anyway, then in 2004, many had a burden for the HIV people and the orphans and widows of their village. She shared it with her husband, and together they are now working to help these people with the little money that she earns and with the produce and also they just share God's love to them. That's why her letters were so very special to me. That's New Guinea. Then we went to Togo, and that little country in West Africa that not too many people know of it. And we went to the Carol and Kempton Memorial Hospital there. And one day a little 5-year-old boy, Narcissi, came in. He was a dear little fellow, but sadly he had 2 very diseased legs. Michael's going to show you this to people later on, and he'll explain probably what the disease was. But anyway, he had 2 diseased legs. One Michael was able to save, but sadly he had to amputate the other one. And here's this little 5-year-old boy, and he was such a sad little boy, is it any wonder? And they couldn't get a smile from him. Anyway, Melody, the wife of the pediatrician there, she just loves the mothers and the children, and she goes to the pediatric ward almost every day, gives them little gifts and tells them stories and tells them about the Lord Jesus. And it wasn't long before little Narcissi actually made a decision and came to the Lord. And you know, he was a totally changed little boy. At 5 years old, he started to smile. I well remember one day I went and I couldn't converse with him, but I showed him a little animal book. And I just gave the noise of the little animal. And when I came to a duck and said, quack, 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 he just looked at me and his whole face lit up. And he just chuckled. And it was just so lovely to see him. He was just a totally changed little boy. And 6 weeks later, when he was to go home, Melody asked the national chaplain if he could go and speak to this little Narcissi and see if he really knew what he had done. So this national chaplain went to him and spoke with him. And look, he just knew. He was really certain. The little African children, they're just gorgeous, and they seem so mature for their age. I'm sure it's the suffering that they have been through and what they have seen. They really are so mature. And he was a very intelligent for a 5-year-old boy. And the father actually said to the chaplain, all you have to do to go to heaven is to attend church. And little Narcissi, very respectfully but eagerly, said to his daddy, oh, no, no, daddy, that's not right, and proceeded to tell him the gospel, you know, at 5. So I liked that little Narcissi lost a leg at that hospital that he found the Lord. Mm. And he was just such a special little boy. He left the hospital on crutches. He probably never had the money to get a wheelchair, let alone a prosthesis, and be able to work. He's gone back to parents who really don't know the gospel, so he really does need our prayers. But you'll see his face and many later on, and you'll know their stories.